If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's going on, everybody? You are tuning in to AI Mastery, where we are going to be going over today, really the introductory session, where we are going to be covering, doing a high-level overview today, because again, this is an intro, high-level overview of AI, how we're using it in personal day-to-day life, different ways you can use it within your business, your personal life. This is something that we're going to be doing on a recurring basis. Joining me today is someone who actually is a AI master himself, because I'm not an AI master, I'm an AI novice. So if we could really put that out there, I'm the novice. And then we have someone in here who is a AI engineer and also is a budding machine learning engineer as well. Yeah. And someone who has helped many people create their own AI businesses, their own AI startups. Mm-hmm. And he also is an AI founder as well. And so very excited to have him here. We got the community here. Also, we are streaming on LinkedIn and YouTube right now. So as always, let us know where y'all are tuning in from, as well as either what you do in the tech industry with AI or what you plan on doing in the future. That being said, again, he's the founder of Tech Founder Pro. Nova Bro, if you can kind of let people know a little bit more about yourself. And then while you're doing that, I'll pull up some cool stuff, some things I think are cool that are pretty basic that I'm doing with AI. And again, y'all, make sure y'all let us know in the chat different things, different questions y'all have, different things you want to see as well. But go ahead, take it away, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for the introduction, Cyrus. Thank you for sharing your platform and, you know, everything that you continue to do with just sharing the knowledge with the community. So as was mentioned, I am the founder of Tech Founder Pro, and the mission for Tech Founder Pro came about pretty much immediately when I experienced ChatGPT. I was on ChatGPT the first week that it came out. I remember seeing a notification about it on LinkedIn, and from there I tried it out. And one of the first things that I wanted to know was whether it knows how to code. So I remember the first time when I gave it some sort of query, the same type of question that I would ask Google. And from there, it was able to produce and generate code. So immediately that happened, I remember calling my brother and realizing that the game had changed forever about what it means to be a software engineer, what it means to be have a career in general. And long story short, that led to the generation of, changing the vision from initially the program was called Nova Code Academy, straight and simple. And then from there, it evolved into Tech Founder Pro, where we teach people technology skills from the perspective of how to generate income and how to make your own business.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've interviewed alumni of his who the cool thing about his program is that you can go down two different routes. You can either work in the tech industry, which I've interviewed alumni of his that currently work in the tech industry after doing his program. Mm-hmm. And, or you can become a tech founder. And I say, and because you also can do both at the same time, which is what I recommend people to do. So it's really great education, really great program. So again, y'all, today, this is the age of AI. That's the times that we are in now. It's not even the future. It's the now. And so, again, when it comes to upskilling, I talk a lot about getting in the tech industry. But today, it's not just about getting in the tech industry. It's making sure you have some AI skills in the industry to kind of keep you ahead of the curve. So, again, y'all, today is an introductory to the masterclass sessions. Some of what's going to happen on Thursdays, it'll be a mix up of interviewing founders who have created AI startups. And so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. But today we're going to be showing y'all some different cool ways that we're using AI in our personal lives. And he's going to do a little bit of a deeper dive. So first we're going to acknowledge a couple comments, and then I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show y'all some simple things that I'm using AI for just kind of in my day-to-day life. So first and foremost, we got people tuning in. Henrietta from or Henriette, that's in Dallas, tuning in from Dallas. What's going on, Henriette? Tito says, I'm so excited to be here from Nigeria. What's going on, Tito? Hope you're doing good, man. Claudia's in Arizona. All right, Claudia asks, how do you do websites? We could probably talk about that a little bit. All right, we got Taylor May from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Natasha, good evening. So happy to be here. You're happy to have you here, Natasha. All right, we got Brooklyn in the house. I'm in Philly right now, so I'm not too far from Brooklyn. I'm in Philly. So Elisa says, good evening, Cyrus. Good evening, Nova. Great to see you both. Good to have you here, Elisa. So, yeah, so we have a combination of the community that's here as well as us streaming live onto YouTube and LinkedIn. And then the studio. All right, we got Gabriel. What's going on, Gabriel? Hope you're doing well. All right, guys, so look, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. So we're going to start off, you know, start with me because it's going to start very kind of low-level, simple stuff. And then it's going to scale when we pass it over to when we pass it over to Nova. So let me All right, here we go. So I'll go ahead and share my screen. Then we're going to jump into it. So a lot of people don't know, I have lost, I've lost some weight and I've got in significantly better shape. And what a lot of people don't know, I've always been a very healthy person. And I'm sharing this because I'm going to really show you all how ChatGPT has helped me, or AI, ChatGPT AI has helped me get in better shape. Helped me get in significantly better shape. If anybody's been keeping up with a little bit of stuff I've been posting on social media, I look better, I'm in better shape, all of that. Now, I'm a person where I've always, for the most part, worked out. I actually eat healthy. I prefer to eat healthy. But despite me eating healthy, one issue I've always had a problem with was tracking my macros. It's like, so I basically was overeating when it came to calories, even though I don't eat fried food. I don't drink soda. I don't have a lot of sugary foods. You know, for the most part, I've been on top of my eating for a long time, but still my body was not reflecting that. Until I decided to leverage ChatGPT, leverage AI when it comes to my nutritioning. And it's completely transformed the way my body looks. I finally look like I work out. Like, people see me now out in public and they'll just say like, oh, you like you work out. And so not something I'm used to hearing. That being said, I'm going to show you all how ChatGPT has actually helped me get in shape. And this is something very simple you all could do as well. And again, I say ChatGPT, but of course you can leverage a variety of different generative AI platforms. So that being said, as you all see here, this is my daily nutritionist and meal planner, So first off, I'm going to address something. Let me know in the chat who actually, when you're using AI, who actually creates projects? Because usually, let me know in the chat, and it's cool if you don't create projects, we're all here to learn. But usually most people, when they're using generative AI, they'll just do something like this, where they'll kind of start off asking a question, putting something in the chat, which is fine to do. But the problem with doing this is that usually most times when you are engaging with the generative AI platform, when you're prompting it, you usually have to give a very thorough explanation. Like, you have to like preface whatever it is you're talking to it about, so that way it can use the context of the subject matter of the conversation. So that's okay to do. But if you want to save yourself some time, you can create a project. Now, the benefit of a project, and I'm going to show you where are we at. All right, so we're going to go to my daily nutritionist. So when you create a project, kind of go over here in the left-hand corner, new project. And when you create a project, just like it says here, you will go to instructions. And literally, as you see here, you can instruct it ahead of time. Now, the benefit of a project is that anytime you come inside of a project and you communicate to the AI platform, you don't have to preface it with whatever the subject matter is. It already understands. So you could literally just, and I'm going to show you all in a moment, you could just drop a message in there without giving context, and it's going to use the context of that project to actually answer, respond, however it is you've already set it up to operate within that project. So you all see within here, I let it know. I said, hey, I need you to focus on, I'm going to zoom in a little bit more. All right, a little bit too much. All right, I need you to focus on what is the healthiest options for building muscle and burning fat. My goal is to stay under 2,000 calories per day or under 600 calories per meal with the most amount of protein combination. Now, I live in South America, so as you all can imagine, I had to prompt it by saying, always explain it to me in English. This is something I added to it later. Because if you show it a menu of something in Spanish, it would just respond in Spanish. So I had to tell it, hey, I had to make an update and say, hey, always respond to me in English. Give me the breakdown in text that is similar to a side-by-side that shows protein, calories, omega-3, et cetera. I need the top five options. Also, my meal plans need to be gluten-free, no dairy, or at least low in dairy. Then I told it also memorize the restaurants that I'm at. So in the future, I can tell you which restaurant I'm at and you can remind me of what I chose last time and what I thought of the meal. And so imagine you all go to a restaurant and you just take a picture. You take a picture of the menu. And that's literally what I do now. So whenever I go to a restaurant, and hopefully this is a good example. Nope, this one isn't a good example. Let me go into another one. So. All right, here we go. So this is what I do when I go inside a restaurant, y'all. Now, any restaurant I go to, I take a picture of the menu. So this is literally the menu of the restaurant that I was in Colombia. So I take a picture of the menu and I take a picture of it in ChatGPT. Whoa, what's that? All right, it's not showing me the other one there for some reason. So, all right, but you all get the picture. I take a picture of the menu and I post it in ChatGPT. And it immediately, again, I don't have to prompt it. All I do is take a picture and then immediately it gives me a breakdown. So based on your goals, under 600 calories, high protein, gluten-free, these are the best options. It immediately gives me a breakdown. And so now every time I'm at a restaurant, every day that I'm eating, I don't have to manually try to count calories. Now mind you, I know there are apps that do this. But I'm going to be real. I was using some of the apps and I was like, man, this seems a little too complicated, you know, but now I could just take a picture of the menu. And I'm sure that some of the apps have updated themselves to be able to do this now. But now I don't have to like jump into, you know, I don't have to like build out something in the app. It's already built out into the platform. And so it even tells me what meals to avoid. Now, one thing I learned, and I'm going to be real with you, this is going to sound crazy. ChatGPT taught me this. AI taught me this. I couldn't for the life of me realize why I could not lose weight. Cause I say, man, I eat very healthy. And I was like, and I don't eat a lot. I found out the reason why I was overeating is because every time I would go out to eat, I would get an appetizer and a main course meal. And because it was healthy, I didn't realize every time I was going out to eat, I was eating about 1,200 calories. Even I was eating healthy. That appetizer will be 400 or 500 calories. And then the main meal will be about 500 to 600 calories. So literally AI showed me, I just needed to cut the appetizer out. And so now, mind you, sometimes I still have an appetizer, but I'll ask it to pair the best option of an appetizer and main course together if I want to have both. Or if there's something I really want to eat that's an appetizer, it can give me, okay, but this is what you can eat as a main to make sure you're staying under that 600 calories. And so this is one quick example. But as I leave out of here, I could show you some others. Let's see. Another thing that I do sometimes when I go grocery shopping, same thing. When I'm going grocery shopping, I will take pictures of certain items while grocery shopping. So, for example, these are items I took pictures of. I took pictures of the back of these. I didn't have time to go through it and read all of the details. So I just took pictures of the back of all of these while at the grocery store, while shopping. just like it says here, hey, these are from three different types of granola brands. Actually, this is a DoorDash order. I was on DoorDash and I was trying to choose it. I say, these are three different types of granola brands. Are any of these healthy for me to eat with Greek yogurt? And if so, which is the best? And then it gave me a full breakdown. And then, of course, it gave me an answer, like, which one is the best? And I'm going to be real, y'all. I no longer have the type of granola I used to eat, because that was another issue. I didn't realize the granola that I was eating was a huge problem when I was having my Greek yogurt. And so it's literally all of my eating has been transformed because of AI. And it only took me about 3 months. Like, literally, I posted a video about 3 or 4 months ago on social media, and it was like three different dudes in the comments that were like some fitness dudes that they were calling me out about how my body looked. I was shirtless. I was dancing with a beautiful Colombian chica, and everybody was complimenting her on how good she looked. And then if anybody to say anything about me, they were clowning me because of my body. They literally were like, "Yo, bro, you need to get in the gym." And I'm like, "Yo, I'm in the gym like 5 days a week. I've been in the gym." But just by leveraging AI, my entire body's changed, like completely transformed. But also I'm stronger. So I'm not just leaner. Like, I feel stronger. I feel better. I feel healthier. I feel more lively. I'm more energetic. And so this is one simple thing that I've been doing that has been helping me tremendously when it comes to my eating. One last thing that I'll show is when it comes to fitness is even my working out. Let's see where we're at. So even in my working out, I wanted to maximize a workout schedule that wasn't just focused on lifting weights, but also was focused on making sure that, because I'm getting older, I'm 35. And if anybody, you know, you get a certain age, especially you're a certain size, like I'm not like a big dude, but I'm not like skinny. I'm a little husky. I got a little size on me. And sometimes like I just need to stretch more. I need my muscles and joints and everything to be loose. And so it even gave me a really amazing fitness routine, a fitness schedule. I think this might be it right here. This might or might not be it. Yep, right here. Nope. Yeah, yep, right here. So this is my, and I have a screenshot of this in my phone, so I could have just showed y'all a screenshot, but I wasn't trying to do all of that. But literally, this is my weekly training plan. So I told it the amount of time I like to stay in the gym. I told it that I like to do push, pull, leg type of days. But I said, hey, can you mix up? Some days are focused on some stretching. Some days it's actually, yeah, here we go right here. Yeah, so some days I want to focus on sprints to make sure that, you know, my cardiovascular is good. Other days I want to, you know, I want to make sure I'm walking on the treadmill, then I'm prioritizing that for my steps. And so I have like a full breakdown. Okay, other days I want to prioritize stretching. So literally I have an entire fitness breakdown that AI gave me based on the amount of time I like to spend in the gym and based on my fitness goals. So these are some quick things, some quick ways that AI has completely transformed my fitness without me needing a fitness instructor. I don't need a nutritionist. No disrespect to any nutritionists that are out there, but I'll be real. Sometimes when I meet people that are telling me, like, it's certain fitness people hit me up and they're like, hey, man, I can train you. And I'm like, train me for what? Like, literally AI has transformed my body. You know, some meal prep people will come to me and they'll say, yeah, you know, hey, you know, Cyrus, I can help you with a nutrition plan. What are we talking about? AI is literally my nutrition plan.
Yeah, so, it's crazy.
Yeah, completely transformed. So I'm curious from you all as we prep the transition. I'm going to transition over so Nova can talk about he could do a deeper dive. I'm curious from everybody here, how all are you using AI? Let us know in the chat. Those of you that are here live and those of you to watch after the fact, let us know in the comments. How are you using AI in your day-to-day life? Hey, how you doing? And how, what changes, what, and how has it enhanced your life in any kind of way? Very curious to know that.
By the way, Cyrus, that was actually pretty cool. Like, just like the concept of you, like, of course, creating the project and seeing how there was a whole bunch of different kinds of fitness queries that you had and conversations that you were having. And for me personally, I'm actually on, 75 hard. I'm on.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I'm on day 25 of a 75 hard challenge. And it's interesting because, like, for me personally, I'm one of those people kind of in the same boat where I have no problems with, like, physical activity. Like, the last, like, on Tuesday, I did a 20-mile bike ride. Then I did a 30 or 45-minute workout, like, afterwards. So it's not the exercising part. It's going to be the nutrition part.
Yeah.
So it's cool how, you know, you're actually, like, really seeing results. And also the people are really seeing the results too, bro. I saw you squatting like four plates and I was like, yeah. These are real results right here, man. So
yeah,
it's really cool, man. Like the core perspective involving AI, and I'll show a few things afterwards, is that AI just, it decentralizes capacity. It decentralizes the capability. So it's really created to shift more power into the hands of people. And at the same time, of course, it reduces the amount of need that corporations have for people as well. So there's this dynamic of pros and cons, of course. So but I really want to hear more about what the people, everybody that's logged, that's signed in, I want to hear about how you use it. And then, of course, I'll show a few things as well.
Yeah, so a couple comments we can acknowledge really quickly. So we got some life lessons. So life lessons said, do you need a video editor? So same thing, literally my team, we use AI right now for video editing. And like we use what's called Opus Clips, where it literally, the AI does the cuts, it adds the text, it even does cutscenes. Like it'll have like either stock images, stock footage, or you can upload images and the AI will determine where to cut and add those images on the platform. And so my editor for my videos isn't even a videographer. He's not even an editor. Yeah. He just uses Opus Clips and he does just as good a job with AI as my editor who I used to pay, who was doing all of the editing, and he does it faster as well. So let me be clear about that. So he's doing the work nearly just as well, and he does it significantly faster. And it is because of AI. And that's not to say that, you know, my belief is that if you're an editor, whatever it is you do, I'm not here to tell anyone, hey, whatever it is you do, stop doing it because of AI. What I'm saying is you should master AI, because the irony is that my actual editor, who's amazing, or my former editor, who's amazing, he doesn't leverage AI. So someone who isn't an editor is able to make videos faster than him using AI than he's able to. So realistically, whoever you are, whatever field you're in, you should learn AI very well. So that way, because what if you're a video editor and you master AI in your lane, it now can 5x or 10x the amount of editing you can do. What does that mean for you? That now means you can take on 5 to 10 times as many clients for the same amount of time of work. It's almost like 10xing your income without you having to work extra hours. And that's how everyone should think about AI within your own individual fields. Is everyone's like, man, how can I make more money? How can I make more money? You know, if you're a freelancer, or you're doing some type of task or virtual work, you can 5x to 10x the amount of money you make by 5 and 10xing, you know, what you're able to do in a certain amount of time. Let's get to a couple of these other comments. All right. Justin says, I use it for Streamlit. What is Streamlit, Justin? Please let us know. Abina says, I create 30-day challenges for myself. When it's done, I rinse and repeat. LinkedIn user says, I'm using AI to assist with my job search, but I'm looking to learn more ways to implement AI. Yeah, there's definitely some, the using AI for job search is interesting because a lot of people are doing it. So it helps, but it doesn't help as much as people would like it to help because so many people are using it right now.
Yeah.
Life of Tariq, great comment. Life of Tariq says they need classes in college for better understanding and prompt engineering. So that's why Nova is here. Nova has taught droves of people. He literally just had a cohort recently in where he's taught them not just prompt engineering, but actually knowing how to build out websites and build out a variety of other systems and I'm gonna say tools, but literally build businesses and handle like duties and tasks with AI. The problem with college, and I say this often, if a professor at a college created an AI curriculum right now, by the end of the year, half of the education would be outdated. And as we know, college universities, it moves too slow. It's too slow. And that's why programs like what Nova has are so vital, so important, because not only is he able to pivot and add things in it, like literally in the middle of his cohorts at times, he's added different trainings that were new and that were fresh to the market, which a professor at a college university is not going to do. But to take it a step further, while he has his classes, he also is furthering his education. As I mentioned earlier, he is a machine learning engineer in the making. He literally right now is, so even though he's an AI engineer, he is also becoming a machine learning specialist as well. And so that's the kind of stuff we have to look for. Because yeah, I hear you, Tariq. I agree. Colleges are going to do it, but they're always going to be pretty much behind the eight ball. Lex Bubbs says there's an app that allows you to take a picture of your food and it calculates the macros for you. Yeah, I know, Lex Bubbs. And guess what? I downloaded that app, and I'm going to tell you, I kept forgetting to use it. Why? Because it was an app that was not integral in my life. So it was something I had to think about using, versus when you have something that's in-house, like a ChatGPT, it's like, it's there, you know, it's already built in. So, you know, yeah. So again, those apps are cool. They're great. They're wonderful. And I'm not saying that they don't serve a purpose. I'm not saying that they're not popular, but it's like, okay, if I already am using this platform a bunch of other ways, I probably just want to go ahead and use it for this other thing instead of having to log out and go pull up the other app instead. And so, yeah, Taylor May Inc. says, yes, I noticed your thumbnails are different for your videos. Yep. And let me show y'all right here. That's because of AI. Watch this. These are thumbnails that we made leveraging AI. This was when the T app, the whole thing, there's a thumbnail we made when the whole leak happened with the T app thing.
Yeah.
So now, and mind y'all, this is ChatGPT. We've started to use Canva a lot more, Canva AI, when it comes to making thumbnails now. All right. So we'll look at a couple other comments, and then we're going to go ahead and transition over. Okay. And there's literally only a couple other comments. All right, cool. So Ayuba says, yay, I'm happy I made it into this space. Good. We're happy to have you here. Justin says it's a coding site. I also used it to come up with my startup idea from top to bottom. What coding site? What are you talking about, Justin? That being said, Nova, bro, let's go ahead and I'll let you go ahead and take it away. I'll stop sharing my screen and you can take it over with some more advanced stuff.
All right. Sure thing. Let's go ahead and I'll make sure I can share my screen right here. Is that going
to
be that?
We got a comment real quick I want to acknowledge from D'Antonio. He says, yes, Nova has provided us with practical AI skills, knowledge, and tools that I continue to revisit in many circles. That's fire.
Thank you. D'Antonio is actually a very skilled. He was actually part of our last cohort. He heard about us through your platform, and actually what he was able to create was actually very, very impressive. And yeah. He was a really shining example of what our program is about. So the results are very, very, very real. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and share the screen. So I believe y'all should be able to see my, y'all are able to see my ChatGPT, correct?
I'll add it to the stage.
Okay, all right, sure.
We could all see it now.
All right, perfect. So within talking about the use of artificial intelligence, my core frame is really that artificial intelligence is not created to create jobs. It's created to decentralize the capacity for people to create successful ventures. So it's a shift in paradigm towards the creative. Like now the idea of jobs, of course, as a lot of us are seeing and are realizing, is that a lot of that is dwindling down. However, embedded inside of every single person is different visions, different creative ideas, and that is really the future. So I say that just to kind of like just to frame everything that is going on right now, and also to encourage some people that are like, you know, I'm trying to find a job. I guarantee you that there is multi-million dollar visions inside of you. Now, first of all, to kind of talk about the way that I use AI, there's different ways. The first one is kind of what we call creating your own employee. All right. And there's different versions of that. The first version is kind of what we consider a manual employee. And that is the way that we do that is by creating our own custom GPTs. And actually Cyrus kind of showed a version of that by creating his own project. It's almost like he has his own personal trainer. And the new projects feature, it's something that they just added, I believe, within the last 3 months. But the way that people have been doing that for some time is through this GPTs, creating your own custom GPTs. So for some of you that do not know, if you have a paid version of ChatGPT, it allows you to create your own custom GPT, which is where you're able to embed it with a certain mentality, a certain mindset, where it's going to be able to provide you with results without you having to write a prompt that, you know, describes what it should do every single time. And to show you how I use that, one example for me was that I remember, for being a business owner, for being somebody that's building a brand, I was about to hire somebody that can, you know, turn my ideas of posts into something that is, you know, good for LinkedIn, for different platforms. But what I was able to do was actually to create one of the custom GPTs myself that actually is able to help me do that. So I'm going to show you really quickly how we do this. And, I'll show you where I'm able to see the custom GPTs that I already have that I've created. One of the ones that we're talking about right here is a GPT for making my thoughts or concepts clear and engaging for social media. Of course, LinkedIn is like it's like its own different language, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you how similarly in the way that Cyrus was showing, the way that he was able to, pre-configure all of the information that he wanted, you know, the GPT to consider, is the same way that you can use your own natural words. You don't have to know anything about programming. All you would have to do is just describe, you know, what you want for this GPT to do. Now, in this case, it's actually quite, I kept it quite simple, but there's other ones where there's a bit more detail. Let's say, for example, the tech startup ideation one that we use for our Tech Founder Pro meetings, there's quite a bit of information that I put in into making it perform the way that it does, which has been really valuable for our members. As you can see, it's been used quite a bit. So this comes down to, once again, you have the opportunity to configure all of the information that you want to input into this custom GPT so that when people interact with it, they are able to get a specific result, the result that you want for them to have. So in this case, this one is our tech startup ideation assistant. So for anybody that has that whether you do already or you don't have an idea for a tech startup that can actually earn income for you and build leverage, one of the words that I want for everybody to write down as well is the word leverage in relationship to AI. It's one of the core things that you...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make sure that your tools are doing is it's helping you build leverage. So what you're able to do is to just share what you're passionate about, what you're interested in, and this assistant is able to go step by step through a detailed process that helps you come up with your own tech startup. So yeah, there's quite a bit there. I don't want to dive too much into this right now, just because we could go through, you know, we actually have regular meetups where we have people go, we have people volunteer and go through this themselves. So we walk people through using this tool, and we do that at least once a month in the Tech Founder Club meetup. I'm sure Cyrus and I we're going to be collaborating together to make that more accessible for you guys. But yeah, this is just one of the versions of that. I read this book by somebody named Pimpin' Ken. He wrote this book called The Art of Human Chess. So I created a GPT that kind of reminds me of that. So it's just you could do all types of cool creative stuff with creating your own custom GPT.
If I could ask a question. So with the initial GPT that you were showing when you were talking about, like, I simply put, what, because I know the average person thinks like, okay, yo, I could just go to ChatGPT, which a lot of people do. They just go to ChatGPT and they just in the chat ask it business ideas or to help them with their business. Yeah. What is the strategic advantage of having a GPT or having a project or having an agent that is specific to that same task? Like, what's the value over with that over just going inside of the ChatGPT chat and asking it to give you a business idea or to help you with your business?
It's a big word that starts with a C. And that word is context. So the word context is so goddamn important in relationship to programming, because it allows for you to program a frame of mind that your artificial intelligence is going to think from, a set of information that gives it the insight that you want it to have in order for it to perform powerfully. So without it, it's going to perform very generic. You're going to get, sometimes your results may be okay, sometimes they may not. But with providing context via creating your own project or creating your own custom GPT, you're able to provide the information to where it means that you don't have to rewrite the whole bit of your prompt. All you're able to do is just pass it your assignment to do, and it's going to take care of that. So with this custom GPT, I have a saved example right here. I have a folder in my notes. Oh, well, you won't be able to see it, but I have a folder in my notes for my laptop where I'm able to just write down whatever I think. And then I call it a content repository. So what I'm able to do is I could just copy it and then from there just paste it without having to tell it, you know, what I want it to, what I'm trying to get it to do. It already knows. So you're able to save a significant amount of time by providing pre-context. And that is the way it operates, more as a employee than, you know, you having to manually, once again, write out every single time what you're trying to get it to do.
That's fire. That makes sense.
Absolutely. So one of the other ways that I want to highlight here is agentic AI. So this is actually was mind blowing to me. It was pretty crazy. So one of the things that I do in our meetup community is we do product feedback, product validation. So for people that have an idea for an app, something that they want to create, or something that they have already created, we have meetings where people can give you feedback about the product, how it can be better, whether they would pay for it. And this form here, is everybody able to see this form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this form here is what we do, what we share with people during the meeting. We had our first one, either earlier this month or late last month. So what was surprising to me was that this was actually 100%. I didn't touch a thing. The AI actually wrote this for me, did the whole damn thing for me. And that was when I realized, okay, this is nuts. So I want to show this to you. I know some people may not be aware of this. This was something that I wasn't aware of yet. I remember when it was published that this was here, but I want to show you guys a little bit about this right here. So for people that have the paid version, when you see the screen, some people might just start typing, you know, like, all right, I want to write down some stuff or tell it what's on my mind. But if you click this plus button, there's actually a new button over here that says agent mode, okay? And from here, this actually opens up a whole nother realm of what ChatGPT and AI can do for you, all right? And you could start thinking in your own way about the way that you would want to use this. But I want to do something fun here. Cyrus, are we able, I want to see if anybody has some, like, can throw out any idea of a task that they would want the AI agent to do for us.
Yes, I haven't been using AI agents, and I've been meaning to learn more about it so I can figure out different ways I could use it. So there's one thing I'm thinking about doing. I feel like that's too simple, though. You know what? Let's do this. Yeah. So yeah. I want to start reporting daily on the craziest tech news that's happening. And I want but of course, in order to do that, I'm going to need the news to be brought to me
Yeah.
And I'm going to need it like formatted in a way that's meant for virality, that's meant for like social, you know, social media, that fits within like 60 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to need it formatted so that way it's perfect for me to just kind of read it off the screen using like a teleprompter or something like that. But I don't want to have to go and find the news. I want the news to be brought to me and also prepared for me to just read it in a way that I can just share it, you know, and it then just upload as a social media.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and check out how it performs. So we're going to go ahead and
I heard about this part where it's like the agent is operating like a worker, where it's like, okay, I'm setting up my desktop. I'm getting ready to work. I'm getting ready to start doing the task.
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember, like I said, with this forum, you know, the ChatGPT was notifying that there's this new agent version, and I needed to create this forum, and I said, hey, I just wrote down this is what I want, and it just started going from there. So we're going to go ahead and see how this performs over here, setting up my desktop. Let's see how long this rolls with.
And then so it says scrape into a Google document. So it can automatically, oh wow, I didn't even notice the sources down.
Yeah,
the sources.
I know, right? I know, man. You could connect it to different apps now, right? So it could actually like, if you want it to, it could start like scraping into your Gmail, right? And like letting you know if there was anything important that came in. I mean, you guys, it's getting into literally, you have an employee. You're having an employee that's operating on its own when you tell it to do different tasks in the background. So the next level of this here, as we kind of wait for it to get going, is that eventually it's going to be where we can just set it to operate reoccurringly. Like every day, you're going to be able to say, like, every day do this, right? And then from there, get it to go ahead and perform. And that is from there getting into more and more agency is the word for artificial intelligence.
So I don't know about the agents, because obviously I haven't been leveraging the agents yet, but I know in projects, it can be prompted to do a daily task. And so, cause for instance, when we do the weekly tech news, I don't look up, like, I'm gonna be real with y'all, full transparency. Anyone who's ever tuned into the weekly tech news on Saturdays, I don't look up the topics, and I don't, like, there might be one or two topics that I'm like, no, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
But every Friday, like clockwork, it gives me a list of different crazy things that have happened in the industry. And so I'm compile data set.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give a really simple, let's just, you know, see it go into action version, you know, while we talk. But this is pretty much the way it's performing. So it's going to open its own browser on its own and really just start getting to work for you. So that whole form that I showed you earlier for getting feedback on, you know, different tech startups, it went on Google and it started searching for the best questions to ask. And then from there afterwards, it asked me if it can get access into my Google so that on my behalf, it can start creating the form. And then from there, man, I'm watching it click on the different inputs, and then from there, inputting all of the questions that it has, And I'm just going, man, this is 2025. Like, this just came out. This AI just came out 2 years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, this is just touching on this capability as well. I know for a lot of us, even for you, Cyrus, seeing the different sources that you could connect to, like Canva and Gmail, you know, that type of stuff, which I honestly, I just noticed that as well. I was just exploring that as well myself. So, yeah, this space just continues to learn, to grow at such a blistering fast pace.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever we discover these things, you know, what we do is we, you know, share it with other people in real time. And if it's strategically important, then what we will do is we will add it to our curriculum as well. So it's a living, breathing curriculum of like the most important things to know to gain the technical skills that would make you in demand for jobs. One of our recent graduates went from working at a restaurant and now he works for a robotics engineering company. And then also you're able to earn income through building your own stuff. So, yeah. This is the agent that I just wanted to highlight. And there's one last thing that I wanted to highlight here in terms of AI being able to help us with technical stuff, with life stuff, but also with building wealth. And, an example of that is this app over here. This is an app that I just launched. I just launched this app on August 8th. It's an app, believe it or not, that I've been building this for a year. So I mostly vibe coded this app. I'm sure some of you may or may not have heard about vibe coding. It's where you're using AI to assist you with the development of the application. And as far as the difficulty goes of an app, this is like maximal difficulty, which is why in some cases people can actually vibe code an app within like a couple of hours or within a couple of days. But this app, the development of it actually took like almost a year. So, but... what this is it's actually a bit of a competitor with Upwork and Fiverr and like Craigslist, where it allows people to earn income doing whatever they love, whatever they're passionate about. And I'm going to show you guys really quickly the internal dashboard.
While you're logging in, I want to highlight something to everybody. Y'all know that the T-App that went viral recently, y'all know he vibe coded that. So even the T app that recently had came out was something that was vibe coded.
Yeah, absolutely. And one step further, there was somebody else that was able to come out with a T app, but for men. And he came out with it like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah, really fast.
That's because of AI. It's because of AI. So AI, so this is, I'm going to show you guys, this meeting is not about my tool. We people will be seeing this a lot more in the future. We will be able to talk about this more, but the reason why I'm showing you guys this is that this tool, had it without artificial intelligence, this would have taken years to build and it would have cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, to build. I can assure you, because there's a lot of stuff going on underneath the hood. I personally have been able to build this because I am deeply, deeply technical. And other people that are technical are now able to create anything that they imagine. And for that reason, you're able to compete with any of the biggest competitors in any industry. So I'm not going to get too much into this app right now, but what I'm showing you is that this is an app that was able to be built by one person mostly. And I completely use artificial intelligence agents to help me with building out this whole thing. So This is the wealth play. I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing now. So this is the wealth play. Right now is a strategically very, very, very important time for learning how to use these tools and use technical skills in order to build these products. Because as I know all of you see on LinkedIn and on Instagram and on X, where these people are raising multi-millions and then these companies are acquiring this company for $1 billion and they're offering this person $100 million. There is so much that is going on, and all that is needed is to understand what's going on. And then from there, nobody can stop you from competing and winning in that space. And I truly mean that. I am doing it myself. So, the people that have gone through some of the trainings that I do, I have different levels of support that I provide. We have free workshops. We have stuff that people pay just $25 a month. We have, you know, full on mentoring programs that are able to help people get in the game in a very meaningful way, very fast. And, all of this is really created so that we can compete and participate in this AI gold rush.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited. So incredibly excited about the times that we're in right now. I remember, let me know in the chat if any of you are familiar with, there was a platform that myself and two other people had built out called Octoply AI. And it was a AI that was essentially meant to, you know, fix up your resume, your cover letter, help you when it comes to essentially getting a job, you know. And I'm going to tell y'all, we had to pay, first off, it took about 3 months before it was somewhat, before it was not ready for the market, but for us to kind of release the MVP and or minimum viable product. Basically, think of it like a basic version before it can do everything else. And even then, it had 1,000 issues. But I'm going to tell y'all, the weekly invoices that I had to pay, I was having to pay every week just by myself, I was having to pay about $4,000 to $5,000. And that was just my end. My other partner who was co-paying it with me, because we were bankrolling it and the other guy was over the technology side, we were both paying on average every week. Our weekly invoices combined were $6,000 to $10,000. I'm not exaggerating when I say weekly, I was paying on a really low week. I only had to pay about $2,500, $3,000 on other. And I'm talking weekly, y'all. Yeah. So monthly, I was paying about $15,000 to $20,000. And again, that's just my side. We were both paying it because we had to pay all the developers. And it still wasn't doing everything it needed to do. The irony is that now, with someone who isn't even a developer who's on my team, we've built something. Instead of it taking 3 months, it's taken less than 3 weeks for us to build something that's comparable. And guess how much it's cost me weekly? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. And so, and it's because, now mind you, but it would be faster and it would be even better if they were a deeply technical person. Nevertheless, they're more technical than I am right now. So nevertheless, it's been phenomenal. Like it has been, I could probably show y'all, show a little glimpse of it. Let me see where we're at with it. So, what is going to do essentially, and this week there hasn't been much progress this week because this week we've been focused on a bunch of other stuff. So yeah, I want to show you all the main part that I care about. All right, here we go. So there's a lot more that it does, but this is the main purpose of us launching it right here. So this is the layoff tracker. So this is one feature of what it does. And this has been the main focus that we've been paying attention to, or the purpose of us having this, is literally there being a layoff tracker that lets you know. Now the cool thing about this, this doesn't tell you after the fact. It tells you 60 to 90 days in advance when layoffs are about to happen. Because if anyone, I don't know if you all know this, we mentioned this within one of our modules in our trainings, that there is a law that's called the WARN Act. So WARN Act, I'll just pull it up. So the WARN Act, the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, requires employers with 100 or more employees. These are not mega large companies. They're required with 100 or more employees to provide 60 days advance notice of plants closing or mass layoffs. Now the layoffs, when it says mass, really it just means 10 or more people. This is a law. And so we built it into the tracker to where all you'll need to do, and we're going to be launching this on Monday. We're working a few things out, getting some other stuff. But now, and again, this is just one feature. But all you will need to do when you log into your dashboard the first time, the only time you'll need to do it, you'll just need to provide your job title, the company you work at, and any other details you want to mention when it comes to your department. And what will happen is that the AI will alert you. It's going to give weekly alerts about if there's anything that's came up that your company is going to be in 60 to 90 days doing any layoffs, and what's the likelihood of it affecting your department and possibly affecting you. But it won't just do that. It's also going to provide for you, like if your company is planning layoffs 60 to 90 days in advance, it's also going to provide other companies that are similar, or companies that you would be a high target candidate for, and making sure that those companies aren't planning any layoffs. And it'll kind of give you a roadmap to go ahead and get a position at those other companies instead. And so, and again, this is something that essentially we were able to vibe code.
Yeah.
And so, and again, it's going to help a lot of people. So really cool stuff that's able to be done. I just want to kind of show this really quickly because Nova got me pretty excited as we're talking about some of this stuff. So, but let's check out the chat, because y'all are saying some, y'all are going in a little bit in the chat. So let's see what y'all are talking about. So we have, so Jasmine, Nova, I would like to know when we can join the monthly meetup. I am truly interested. So that's fire. So Jasmine, you can, one, either hit him up directly. That's probably the best thing to do is maybe just to hit him up directly. Then we got Sarita here in the chat. Sarita says, I'm testing this out now. I am a newbie stock options day trader outside of tech, and I asked it to provide me daily news that will affect stocks, and then I connected my Gmail. Very smart, very smart.
Yeah.
All right, NC Worker, good evening. What's going on, NC Worker? I don't know why. I feel like I haven't seen you in a little while, NC Worker, in the chat. All right. What else we got? Jasmine says, Nova, your teaching is refreshing. I would like to connect with your mentorship program. I can't thank you enough, Cyrus, for always delivering gems on your channel. And thank y'all for being here. I say this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be doing this if y'all ain't show up, if y'all weren't here. So, like, because yeah. I like talking about this stuff, but if you all didn't show up, I would just talk about this stuff amongst my friends and my colleagues. So yeah. Thank you all. I mean, even when I started this platform, I didn't starting this platform, it was a thing where it's like, hey, are people who even look like me or people that are in adjacent communities, are they even going to care about this type of content? And so, y'all have shown that, hey, our community does care about these things. We are interested in these things. And so thank you all for the support, because as much as I know y'all appreciate it, you are appreciated because you being here, you supporting, you keep us going. Like, you straight up keep us going. So thank y'all so very much. That being said, y'all hit the like button. Please make sure y'all hit the like button, smash the like button, stomp on it.
Elbow, yeah. Also, Jasmine, also thank you for that. Thank you for that compliment. And really, Cyrus and I, we've been talking for a bit of time now, and we're going to be working together to bring this community, you know, a lot of really valuable information. So we're going to be connecting with other people that are already successful tech founders, people that have already been creating businesses. I haven't shown a lot of people this yet, but I actually created a repository of, it's probably the largest directory of Black owned technology businesses. And we'll be sharing that with people. And once again, that's just to show people that there is a lot of stuff that's going on out here, and that just by participating, you know, all of this is up for grabs for you as well. And so, yeah, we have a lot of really valuable stuff that's on the way as well.
Hey, y'all, I'm pretty excited about what's to come. Good stuff.
Yo, Sai, somebody mentioned that he had Octoply and also got a job offer with the company for sales, but declined the offer, and he still gets emails today. So, man, some of those checks paid off.
Yeah, I'm happy some of them did, because the show cost me a lot.
Yeah. Also, if I could just chime in really quickly, so there are new AI models that people can utilize for free that are open source. I know it's a little deep technology, but like let's say, for example, DeepSeek, that company that was from China. I know some of you may have heard about them. They made their models a lot more cost effective. Yeah, so they're cheaper for people to use, way more than ChatGPT. So a lot of the American owned AI providers, they were quite expensive, but now they have other models that are some of them are actually free, and some of them are little to none. So you'd be able to have a AI application that is really affordable, and if it provides value for your users, then you'd be able to make a successful business out of it. So yeah, just throwing that out there.
Love it. All right, so I'm here because I'm working on a project and I want to connect with like-minded individuals. I'm trying to absorb as much as I can. Well, look, y'all, we're going to be doing this at least a couple times a month, and alternate Thursdays. Again, we're going to be interviewing founders, largely some of the founders that we're going to get from the repository that Nova was just talking about. And so it's going to be really dope. What we're going to be doing with the interviews, we're going to leverage AI. And I mentioned this before. We're going to leverage AI. We're going to be able to download the transcript. So even the platform we're on right now with StreamYard, once this ends, so first off, StreamYard uses AI to create clips of this, but I don't ever use it for that. But once this ends, we can download the transcript, upload the transcript into a generative AI platform for it to create an ebook. So every Thursday, or not every Thursday, but the Thursdays that we interview founders, literally we're going to leverage AI to create an ebook after each interview that you all will be able to get and use to be able to learn from it when it comes to helping your business. Because oftentimes, there are a lot of amazing business podcasts that are out there, a lot of amazing business platforms, but many times I know we all want to take notes. You know, it's like, man, okay, I'm getting all this business information. I need to take notes, but I mean, let's be real. 9 times out of 10, when we're listening to any type of podcast, we don't have time in that moment to usually we're multitasking. You know, whether we're in the gym working out, or like, I know usually when I'm listening to a business podcast, usually I'm in the gym working out. And so it's like, you're in the gym working out, or you're cleaning the home, or you're doing certain things. And so what we're going to do, we're going to leverage AI to actually create the notes for you. And so that way you can have those notes and you can implement it in your life, you know, however it is you see fit. So that's something we're going to do. That will be exclusive for those that are in the community. So we'll be broadcasting the interviews live. But when it comes to a lot of the perks and other things we're doing, that will be exclusive to people that are in the actual community, either actual community, or of course they are a student in Nova's AI program, you know, or you, of course, are a student within like our program, our platform as well. So for those of you that are interested in either getting AI training, which includes part of what Nova was talking about, as well as a myriad of other pieces, all you need to do is click the link down below. And what will happen is that our team will talk to you. They'll see like your level of education, where you're at, what kind of support, what pieces specifically you need, because everybody's on completely different levels. And so, yeah, so just go down to the link and be able to schedule and book. The sooner you're looking to get into it, the sooner I would say go ahead and book it for, because our calendar is looking pretty crazy in terms of it getting flooded with a lot of people. So that being said, oh, we got somebody who wants to be an investor. NC Worker says, how can I be an investor, Nova?
There's a lot of different ways. It depends on what you're describing. If you want to invest in building one of your own apps, well, Cyrus just kind of describes, you know, pretty much just get on our schedule. We have a process of, you know, finding out where people are at. But also for some of the apps that I've built, we also created ways that people can invest in that. So we'll be talking a little bit more about the business of technology as well, so that people kind of have an understanding of that and how it's a vehicle that a lot of people see happening on the outside, but a lot of people are increasingly able to participate in as well. So that's a very wise question. So shout out to you, NC Worker. And yeah, just really just keep it tuned in, and we'll continue to share the information about the next steps.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, guys. So look, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. I didn't even realize the time went by. Time went by super, super fast. Look, y'all, this is good. Again, y'all, this is the introduction. So this is the introduction to the AI mastery that's going to be happening. So make sure that y'all, make sure that y'all do tune in. You know, I'm also going to add Nova into the school, community. So different nuggets and gems that he'll be able to drop. He can go ahead and post some of them there. And if any of you need to kind of reach out to him there, of course, y'all can probably hit him up on LinkedIn, other places as well. But also he'll kind of know that you're in the community. So click the link down below, tap in to be able to join. Aside from that, y'all, go ahead. What are you about to say, Nova?
Oh, somebody was asking how to get in connection with me. This is my at. So if you want to, you could find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. This is my Instagram name and all other social media platforms. And then on LinkedIn, Nova Naoji. Yeah, once again, thank y'all. And I guess we're signing out, Si.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. You have a blessed and beautiful evening. All right. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.